This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP, Mukesh Rajput, was also injured. He said tribal MP Phangon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is visiting in West Bengal today. He is scheduled to attend the Foundation Day program of the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB at around 10:30 a.m. tomorrow in Siliguri, Darjeeling district. The SSB is responsible for guarding the borders of Nepal and Bhutan. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were marred yesterday over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others, trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the house assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m., the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Deputy Chairman Hari Vansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December 10th. India's coal imports declined by 3.1% to 149.39 million tons during the April-October period of fiscal year 2024-25 compared to 154.17 million tons in the same period of the previous year. According to data released by the Ministry of Coal yesterday, this decrease was attributed to an increase in domestic coal production. Additionally, non-regulated sector other than power witnessed a more significant drop of 8.8% during April to October 2024 as compared to the same period of last year. This decline underscores India's steadfast commitment to achieving self-sufficiency in coal production and reducing reliance on imports. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to be in the severe category with an average air quality index AQI of 442 as of 8S yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels into the very poor category. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next coming days. In the Women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in women's T20s, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs, thanks to Smriti Mandana's 77 runs of 47 balls and Richa Ghosh's quick-fire 54 runs of just 21 balls. Richa Ghosh also equaled the world record for the fastest 50 in women's T20Is, reaching 50 in just 18 balls. In reply, the West Indies could only manage 157 for the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. For India, Radha Yadav took 4 wickets. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a meeting with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels yesterday. Both leaders discussed Ukraine's EU accession process, priorities of the newly formed European Commission and use of frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.